you have drums in your church?
No. Now, to be honest, if I had my druthers, I would have a full orchestra and there would be a percussion section.
So would I.
It would fit within the context of a grander view of it would be a part of the music as opposed to dominate the music.
Could I add this and just insert this, that if we had a drummer who was willing to be subdued and under the, as you said, Brother Sawyer, under the dictates of a pastor who has a preference on that issue, I would permit that. Sure. I can't forbid it scripturally. I would permit that if it really depends on the drummer, though. If he wants to control the whole service and be oppressive, then obviously we got a problem.
We have to admit that this is a cultural thing, okay? I was talking to a pastor, and he said that he would not allow a bass guitar in his church. I said, okay, well, what if you took that bass guitar and turned it upright and made it a little bit wider? He's like, you mean like a stand-up bass?
He said he would not allow
a bass guitar. He would not allow bass. I said, what if you took that bass guitar, turned it upright, made it a little bit wider into a stand-up bass? He's like, oh, yeah, definitely. The whole reason is because it fit his cultural context, okay, that having a stand-up bass fit the sensitivities of his culture better, even though it technically is the exact same instrument.
Can I throw you a trick question, Rich?
Sure.
Do you have any percussion instrument in your church?
Okay, well, it depends on what you mean by that.
Don't get apologetic with me, man. Just answer the question.
No, but to be honest, the piano can be used as a percussion instrument.
The piano is a percussion instrument, isn't
yeah.
it? Because it hammers the...
Right, and even the way it's used, okay? So sometimes you can play melody on it, okay? And other times you can play purely rhythm, okay? Which is still melodic in the sense that it can change pitch. But a lot of background to a lot of songs are boom chick boom chick boom chick boom chick boom chick, and on the piano that is percussion, but it fits our cultural sensitivities, and that's the point: is the difference between we have to be willing to admit that there are cultural variances, but it's okay for me to believe that one culture is superior to another. Okay, I believe that eating grits is superior to eating cream of wheat.
Yes.
Right? When we get to heaven and you guys find out that grits are ground up manna, you'll believe us, right?
Exactly right.
So it doesn't mean I think it's wrong for you to eat cream of wheat. I just think you're weird, right? Or you put sugar on your grits. I mean, that's creepy.
Or ketchup on your eggs.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Tabasco is okay. So I believe in superiority of culture, but that has to be a preferential thing. I mean... And so that doesn't make me a compromiser to think that someone else is not necessarily spiritually wrong. Because how do I determine that? But I do believe one culture can be superior, and how do I determine superiority? That is based upon preference. And the whole problem with trendiness is those things have not been tried. But to be honest, we're doing some things now that were trendy at one point. And some of the things that we would consider old-fashioned were trendy. Wednesday night service, it was trendy at one point. Invitations, yeah, okay. The way we do a lot of things was at one point trendy, but now they've tried. So we have to be careful that we're so angry at somebody who's gonna try something when we benefit from sitting back and watching to see if it works or not. So that's why Jason's point goes back to really what needs to be tested is the motive. What is your motive for doing this? And we should test our own motives.
Yeah.